When the boy was born, like old Spartans, he was inspected. If he had been small or puny, or sickly or misshapen, he would have been discarded. From the time he could stand, he was baptized in the fire of combat. Taught never to retreat, never to surrender, to the death on the battlefield, in service to Sparta, is the greatest glory he could achieve in his life. At age 7, as is customary in Sparta, the boy was taken from his mother and plunged into a world of violence. Manufactured by 300 years of Spartan warrior society to create the finest soldiers the world has ever known, the Agoge, as it's called, it forces the boy to fight, starves him, it forces him to steal, and if necessary, to kill. By rod and lash, the boy was punished, taught to show no pain, no mercy, constantly tested, tossed into the wild, left pit his wits and will against nature's fury. It was his initiation, his time in the wild. For he would return to his people, a Spartan, or not at all. The wolf begins to sicker the boy. Claws of black steel, fur as dark night, eyes glowing red, jaws from the pit of hell itself. The giant wolf sniffing, savoring the scent of the meal to come. It's not fear that grips him, only a heightened sense of things. The cold air in his lungs, windswept pines moving against the coming night. His hands are steady, his form perfect.
And so the boy, given up for dead, returns to his people, to sacred Sparta, a king, our king, Leonidas!
It's been more than 30 years since the wolf and winter cold. Now, as then, a beast approaches.
Patient and confident, savoring the meal to come. This beast is made of men and horses, swords and spears, an army of slaves vast beyond imagining, ready to devour turning Greece, ready to snuff out the world's one hope for reason and justice.
A beast approaches. It was King Leonidas himself who provoked it.